Mistake number one is being complacent with your own results. An important part in choosing the right mentor is looking at two things. First, the results that they have helped others achieve in their programs, and second, the results that they themselves are creating in their own lives. A lot of mentors forget that there is more to their business than just helping others reach higher results. If you aren't consistently working on yourself and improving each area of your life, eventually your mentoring students are going to pass you up. I once heard a mentor of mine say, "Teach your students how to pass you up, but be working on yourself so much that they never do." Now, this obviously doesn't mean that you want to hold them down or you don't want them to pass you up by any means. But any good mentor will be making such huge strides in their own results that their students will naturally always be behind them. I hope this makes sense to you. Along these same lines is being unteachable. If you get to a place where you think you've got it all figured out and you don't need to learn more, you may want to consider having a change of heart. The most successful people in the world are the ones who recognize that they don't know everything and continue to learn. Bill Gates, one of the richest men on the planet, is said to read a new book every single week. He understands the importance of what Tony Robbins calls KNAI, or constant and never-ending improvement. If you aren't moving forward, you're moving backwards. So avoid this mistake and continue to improve yourself in each and every area of your life. Mistake number two, having an unprofessional social media page. With the title of mentor, there's a certain standard of professionalism that needs to be met in order for people to take you seriously and be willing to compensate you well for your services. Now, does this mean you always have to be extremely uptight and not have a sense of humor? Of course not. But you may want to go through your social media pages and ask yourself if what you have posted represents the type of brand you hope to build. With any business, you represent your services 24 hours a day, especially in public places such as social media. So my friend, stop this recording right now and go look through your pages. Do you have inappropriate pictures of you? Are there pictures of you immodestly dressed or participating in immature behavior? Would you want your prospective clients seeing the pictures you have on your pages? I mean, do you use your social media to vent your frustrations or to build people up with positivity? Do you post crude or distasteful humor? My friend, social media is a platform that you can use to launch your mentoring business because you automatically have a large audience. I use social media to promote my mentoring business and I'm extremely careful about everything I post. I've made a six-figure income from my personal Facebook page each and every year for the last 3 years, like just from my personal Facebook page. And I don't want anyone who is considering hiring me as a mentor to see anything I post and get turned off by it. Now, does that mean that I'm going to please everyone? No, of course not. If you haven't done so already, again, please stop this recording and go clean up your social media pages. You may be surprised what a huge difference this can make for you. All right, go get it done.